Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Phil Spitalny and Harry M. Woods, a radio series, a television series, and we'll listen to this past week in recording history. Exactly 66 years ago, November 7th marked the debut in 1938 over CBS Radio of the serial drama This Day Is Ours. The lead character, Eleanor MacDonald, played by Joan Banks and later by Templeton Fox, had all kinds of problems. Her child was kidnapped, she lost her memory, helped a friend find a killer, and on top of all that, she was supposed to marry a man whose name was Curtis Curtis. The show was written by Carl Bixby and Don Becker, and Becker also composed the original music. In the 50s and 60s, Carl Bixby was a writer on the TV soap opera The Edge of Night. This Day Is Ours was directed by Chick Vincent, and the announcer was Mel Allen. Here's a little bit from the end of one episode, which might give you a clue as to why the show only ran for 2 years.
Bewildered, disillusioned, unable to find happiness for the man she married. Will her pathetic story influence Eleanor and Kurt, even though they are now determined to marry?
Here to commemorate This Day Is Ours are some rapidly rotating records about days, beginning with Harry Roy and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra.
Can't you tell I'm as happy as the day is long? I haven't got a dime. Till then, I've got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire, cause I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. And I'm walking on air, gee, but I'm the lucky one. I've got my peace of mind, knock wood, I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause the things I never see, never seem to worry me. So I'm happy as the day is long. Thank you.
little day we'll make. Why, yesterday skies were gray, I thought my heart would break. It's just a world of shadows, that's all that I could see. But 24 little hours brought sunshine and flowers. Things looked kinda gloomy just a while ago, but something happened to me I want the world to know. What a world of difference one little day will make. I was blue till I met you today. Thank you.
Wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day, wasted away, filled with gloom. All day, all alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day wasted away waiting for you.
Waring's Pennsylvanians, with the vocal refrain by Brother Tom Waring, and Just Another Day Wasted Away, Waiting for You, written by Roy Turk and Charlie Tobias. That was recorded by Victor on June 2, 1927. Before that, we heard the Mason-Dixon Orchestra, a unit of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, with Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax, and What a Day, one of two sides they recorded on May 15, 1929 for Columbia. There was another Mason-Dixon Orchestra, whose personnel is unknown, but which waxed three sides for Jeanette in May of 1924. And even earlier, in May of 1922, Columbia rejected I'm Just Wild About Harry, the only recording made by a group known as the Mason-Dixon Seven Orchestra, which included brothers Art and Ted Weems. What a Day was preceded by Bob Herring and his orchestra from a Romeo 78 recorded May 16, 1928, and One Little Day. We began the show with Happy as the Day is Long, Harry Roy and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra, with Harry himself providing the vocal refrain. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Exactly 114 years ago, November 7, 1890, bandleader Phil Spitalny was born in Odessa, Russia. He was a child prodigy, studying clarinet and violin at the Odessa Conservatory. He emigrated to the U.S. in 1917, where he played in orchestras in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as with his two brothers in an ensemble at the Hotel Statler. He formed his own band in the early 20s and recorded mainly for Victor and Edison. He was leader of the Hit of the Week Orchestra in the early days of the Depression, and in 1934 put together his all-girl orchestra. Although he didn't speak on the air because of his heavy accent, Spitalny's radio show, The Hour of Charm, featuring Evelyn and her magic violin, debuted in early 1935 and ran through the 1940s. He remained active as a bandleader through the 1950s and died on October 11, 1970. Here are three from Phil Spitalny. Thank you.
Said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize.
What's the use? I try to clown just to hide.
hide every frown, but my heart seems to say, what's the use? I build each dream that I dream just for you. How can they ever come true? I need you more now than ever before, but you close heaven's door. What's the use?
Bandleader Phil Spitalny, born November 7, 1890. We began with Miss You from an unissued Edison Needle-type recording made July 5, 1929. Then from Hit of the Week K4, released in September of 1931, it was Phil Spitalny and his orchestra with Al Hoffman, Al Goodhart, and Ed Nelson's I Apologize. The vocalist there was Paul Small. We finished up our little tribute to Phil Spitalny with another hit of the week from August of 1930, What's the Use, with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, November 4th, marked the birth in 1896 in North Chelmsford, Massachusetts, of composer, lyricist, and pianist Harry McGregor Woods. His first songwriting success came in 1923 with I'm Going South, written with Abner Silver, which was a hit in 1924 for Al Jolson. The same year, Paddlin' Madeline Home was published with words and music by Woods, and it became a hit for Cliff Edwards in 1925. By 1926, Woods had become an established songwriter on Tin Pan Alley, and he became legendary with hits such as When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin' Along and I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. In 1929, Woods began writing for Hollywood musicals and came up with hits including Try a Little Tenderness and Lovable. In 1934, he moved to London, where he lived for 3 years and worked for the British film studio Gaumont British Films, contributing to the films It's Love Again and Evergreen. Woods wrote words and music for most of his songs, but he also collaborated with Mort Dixon, Howard Johnson, Arthur Freed, Rube Bloom, and Gus Kahn. Around 1945, he retired to Glendale, Arizona, where he passed away on January 14, 1970. Here are three from Harry M. Woods. Thank you.
to my sweeties with a pain beer. It's up for me. Dance across the pillowcase till you see the sweetest face. Beer. It's up for me. You may see a pearly smile or gleamy. If it's of a love nest that she's dreaming. Tell her that a sweetie's true. Then before you say adieu, moonbeam, kiss her for me.
Somehow
lonely, tired and lonely, crying for home in vain. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, longing for flowers, dreaming of hours back in the sun-kissed lane. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. I know that all of the world is dreary by that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, broken and saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain.
Nat Shelkert and the Victor Orchestra, June 2nd, 1927, and Mort Dixon and Harry M. Woods, Just Like a Butterfly Caught in the Rain. Before that, we heard America's Sweetheart of Song, Ruth Etting, and Linger a Little Longer in the Twilight, written by Harry M. Woods, James Campbell, and Reginald Connolly. That Mellotone 78 was recorded March 1st, 1933. We began with Lou Gold and his orchestra, January 11th, 1927, and Moonbeam, Kiss Her for Me. Composer Harry M. Woods, born November 4th, 1896. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on November 6th, in 1947, the longest-running series on network television, Meet the Press, was seen for the first time on NBC. The public affairs program had its start in 1945 as a radio promotion for American Mercury magazine with Martha Roundtree and Lawrence Spivak. Moderators since then have been Ned Brooks, Bill Monroe, Marvin Kalb, Chris Wallace, Garrick Utley, and the current moderator, Tim Russert. The format of the program is for the moderator to host a panel of reporters who question a leading public figure, including many foreign dignitaries. Gerald Ford was the first sitting U.S. president to meet the press. So here's a set of songs about meeting, starting off with Bernie Cummins. Thank you.
to recall the two sweet lips I know. A tinted midnight sky are copied from your eyes. Till we meet, the clinging ivy will recall your arms. Let me dream, for precious dreams are so divine. Though you love me from afar, I'll never be contented. Till we meet, and once again you're mine.
Yes, I've met some very nice people, some very, very, very nice people, but you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true, and that's where I first met you, and you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sack to Dover, and now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams. Thank you.
I'd love to meet that old sweetheart of mine. With just a kiss or two, the way I used to do. Sometimes I'm walking along, things along, and I just wonder if we should meet on the street with a smile or turn away. Oh dear, if only for the sake of old and gone. Oh, I'd love to meet that old sweetheart of mine.
Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, and I'd Love to Meet That Old Sweetheart of Mine from 1926. Before that, Thomas Fats Waller and You Meet the Nicest People in Your Dreams, written by Al Hoffman and Manny Kurtz, recorded by Fats and his Rhythm on June 28, 1939. We began this meeting set with Bernie Cummins and his New York Biltmore Orchestra, and Till We Meet. The vocal trio on that February 27, 1929 Victor recording was Bernie Cummins, brother Walter Cummins, and Paul Roberts. Till We Meet was composed by Ted Fiorito with the lyric by Lou Davis. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because this is where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to begin this edition of This Week in Recording History is Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians.
Let's be bold. In a year or two or three, me, maybe we will be too old.
Judd Hill's Blue Devils and the first of six sides recorded for Jeanette in November of 1925, only five of which were issued. That was Manhattan. The following month, the group was back in the Jeanette studios, this time as Judd Hill's Club Morocco Orchestra, and made another three sides. Before Judd Hill, it was Scrappy Lambert, backed by the Travelers, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and Can This Be Love, written by Kay Swift and Paul James from Fine and Dandy. We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians once again, and Dubin and Warren's Young and Healthy from November 4th, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.